If you've been dreaming of starting your own podcast or have a friend who has been talking about it for years, one that actually launches and becomes your main marketing engine, now's your moment. For a limited time, I'm offering my Podcast First Launch Companion at its beta price and for the Black Friday sale with a free podcast power hour strategy session, which is bookable within 60 days, all included just for you. This is a step-by-step system for coaches, service providers, online business owners who want to finally go live with a podcast, get heard, and use their podcast as the sales tool they've always known it could be. There's no code needed. Just use the link in the description below, grab the Podcast First Launch Companion, and your free podcast power hour is automatically yours. Do you already have a podcast? Do you at least know someone who should start one? If so, forward them this link. The sale ends December 1st at midnight. So if you are ready to get your voice out there and make marketing your business easier, let's launch your podcast. Hey there, welcome to Podcast First Marketing. This is Allison, a podcast strategist who helps women entrepreneurs launch, grow, and monetize their podcast by turning listeners into clients through your own offers and services. Last week, we talked about the 7 metrics to look at behind the scenes of how your podcast is doing and what to focus on for growth or what you need to look at in order to see growth. But you may be wondering, well, how do I do that? What do I need to fix? So today we're going to be talking about those 5 elements or things that every podcaster needs to have optimized if you want your show to grow. Now, these are basically the foundational pieces that make your podcast organically discoverable and searchable, which is what most people think of as SEO. But with podcasting, it's a little bit different. And I'm even hearing a new term called PSO, podcasting search optimization, which I really like. So podcast search optimization, podcast organic discoverability, you being searchable, much less clickable. Like, we want to know however you want to say it, we want to know how listeners are finding you. And even if one of these elements is missing, it's going to be holding you back. So basically, when I first started my podcast management business, I thought that growth just came from, let's just create more episodes, let's create more content. And it takes time. You've probably heard that. Everything takes time. And yes, it does take time. It does take time. Not everyone blows up overnight. You can. You have to get the ball rolling. And if you think about it this way, if the foundation of your podcast isn't set up right, publishing more content will not solve the problem. It's kind of like building a house. If you do not have a stable foundation, it does not matter how many more walls you put up to hold the roof. It's not going to happen. It's going to fall down. You have to have that stable foundation. So as a podcaster, we can tweak these 5 things and you can see your show become easier to find, which means it's easier to be clicked on, which means it's easier to be binged. And the best part, they're not complicated things to check, like to change. I'm not able to speak today. They're not complicated, like tech issues, things like that. These are things that every one of you can control and that you have already created. Yeah. If you have already launched your show, that is, if you haven't launched your show yet, well, then you're setting yourself up for success by listening to this. So follow the steps I'm giving you. But if you've already launched your show, you've already created these things. Now we want to go back and make sure they are optimized. Okay. I make sure when I launch my client shows that all of these are optimized from the get-go, but we do have to constantly be looking at things and tweaking things as we go. So these are the 5 things that you need to make sure are optimized. And these are in the order of importance, by the way. So keep that in mind. So what I go through first is the most important, and then I'll go through they're still important, but the least of importance. So the first thing you want to make sure is optimized is the title of your show. What have you named your show? Now, this is the hardest one to change or to think about. Coming up with a name is just hard in general. But 9 times out of 10, we create titles that are catchy, they're unique. But if someone cannot put in a keyword in the search bar of Spotify or Apple, they are not going to find you. So this is one of the biggest factors for search. When people go to, especially if they don't know you, If they go to a search bar and they are typing in what they want to listen to, it needs to clearly communicate what your podcast is about. So you need to have a keyword in your title that is going to pull up through search. It's actually being typed into Apple or Spotify. So if you go look at your Apple or Spotify, if you listen on a different app, I'm sure there's a search bar there too, but there is a search bar in Apple. It's at the very bottom right-hand corner, a little magnifying glass. Spotify, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it's there at the top somewhere. And they're typing in a keyword. So titles like the insert your name here show are not going to be searched unless they already know who you are and they're actively searching for you. But we want to be attracting new people. And we want, I hear it all the time, how can I become more visible? How can I get more people to find my show? Well, they're going to be finding it by searching for things that you talk about. And just having your name of the show or a fun, cutesy name, they're not going to be searching that, because if they already know who you are, well, then they're already in your audience. So we need to have our title set up to where they are searching for something that you talk about. So I recommend having at least one keyword, if not two, in your title. So mine gets kind of tricky because I have podcast, which everything on the Apple Spotify is a podcast. I really am trying to figure out a way to add it to podcasting, because that is a very good key term for me, but I did put it in a subtitle, which I'm going to get to here in just a second. But I also have marketing. So think about those one to two keywords that you want people to find you for and try to get them in your title. If I look at your show without knowing what you do, a lot of the audits that I've done, I already know what my clients do. But if I'm looking at it without knowing what you do, could I figure out what it's going to be about? I'm trying to think of one I've seen recently and I can't even think about it. But even go through the podcasting app and look at the titles and would you know? And then look at yours. Would someone know what you talk about? If you are very tied to a name, like you have come up with a name because it's what your website is, it's what you, whatever it's connected to, whatever you do. If you are not willing to budge with that, at the very, very least, add a subtitle. So you could have the title of your show. Let's say it's the podcast show, because I don't want to call anybody out if they have that title. Then you would do like a colon. I have one of those straight lines. I don't even know the technical term for it. And then you add a subtitle, which could be those few keywords. And you would put that into the same section that you have your name of your show in and your host. Mine is Podcast First Marketing, not a slash, but a straight line, podcasting growth strategies for online business owners. And you can at least start with adding that tagline and see if that subtitle helps. If it does within a few weeks and you've seen some growth, great. Maybe that's all you needed to do. And you could even add it to your cover art, like at the very bottom. And if nothing is happening, if that still doesn't work, you could play around with some different keywords. Give it a few weeks at least. I mean, most times it takes a good 30 days, but at least a couple of weeks. If that doesn't change, maybe switch out a couple of other keywords and see what you might show up for. But if that still is not working, that's when maybe it's time to adjust the entire title. And I know that's hard for some people. It was hard for me. I was naming my show not even considering keywords at the beginning, and now I'm really seeing how much of a difference it makes. So you actually have to, this is a hard thing to tell you, but you have to decide what is more important, the cute name or being discovered. I know that's hard to hear, but it's true. I've had to do it with my own. So that's the first one, and the most important is your title. Okay, the second one, which is not searchable, but it's important. This is your cover art. Okay, we actually hear the saying, don't judge a book by its cover. Well, with cover art, we kind of do, because it's all we've got, right? We can't read the back. We could read the show description, which is coming next, but your cover art is the very first impression. And you also have to remember, I have seen so many very cute, unique cover arts, but when you get it really, really tiny, when you look at those podcast players, if you can't read it, it doesn't matter how cute it is. Okay. So that cover art is so small on those players, you have to keep that in mind. You want your cover art to be very clean. You want the title to stand out. So make the title as big as possible and not in the cutesy swirly font. There's so many podcasters that I actually do listen to, and I just want to reach out to them and say, can you change your cover art? Because I can't read your title, even though I kind of know what it is. Or they had a good title, like not a good title, a good cover art with the title, and then they changed it to something cutesy. And I was like, no, but make sure that that title can be read from a podcast player, because that's what people are searching for first. When you think about how you search for a podcast, your eye immediately goes to the cover art. This is very much like YouTube. When I was learning about YouTube strategy, it's the thumbnail. People pay attention to the thumbnail. Well, on podcasting, they look at the cover art. So that's what they're going to be looking at first. So think legible words, and the title needs to stand out and instantly tell someone if that podcast is for them. So think legibility. Don't clutter it up and add all these little like elements to it. Just do a solid color background, then have the title really big, and then insert your picture into it for you to be relatable. If you need a tagline to explain more about what you do, you can add that into just the title, as I said before. But if it's going to help people click on that, add the little tagline at the bottom, but don't make things too busy. In the blog post of this episode, which I'm going to link in the description if I can find it, hopefully I saved it, I'm going to show you a before and after of some clients of mine. I did an audit for them and then ended up working with them for about 6 months to help get their show more visible. But they came to me with, not that anything is wrong with this, but their cover art was a Canva template. And it was very much, I mean, you recognize the Canva template, but not that was the big deal. It was that once it was in the player, it was so small, I could not read anything and I could barely see their faces. So we want it to stand out. So if I can find those pictures, I'm going to put that in the blog description so you can check that out and just kind of see a before and after. Just very simple background. Your name can be on there. It doesn't have to be, but the title needs to be the focus. Okay, so we've done title, cover art. The third thing is your show description. This is basically like the back of a book. What is your show about? What is going to get them to want to listen to your show? Don't just think of this as filler text because you have to put words there. It gives someone a glimpse as to what your show is about. It's the prime space for both that search, those keywords, and conversion, getting people to click. So you want this space to be full of keywords, without it sounding weird, of course, that explains what your show's about, who it's for, basically anything that's going to highlight what those listeners will gain from listening to you. This section will pull your show up in search. So first it's going to scan titles, then it won't scan cover art because it doesn't read images, maybe one day, but then it's going to look for keywords in your show description. So if you want to become more visible, then you need to have those keywords in the show description. Tell them that that's what they need to be listening to. So make sure you have that and don't just put a very tiny blurb. I know some podcast hosts, especially free ones, do not give you very much space. So you have to get very creative. But use as much of the space as you can in order to get as many keywords as you can with still sounding normal. You don't just want to put a list of keywords there. That's not really going to happen. This show might answer questions such as, and then put some questions that they might be asking, or this might solve problems such as, and then put some things in there. And that's where you can really get some keywords in there. I'm still working on optimizing mine as well. So I'm kind of going through this with you. I'm actually doing a full audit of my own show, piece by piece between clients. Okay, so after title, cover art, show description, now we're going to get into more of your episodes. And I am going to do an entire episode on episode titles, because that is the fourth thing that is being looked at, is your episode titles. They've liked the name of your show. They know who it's for. They know it's for them. They've maybe read your show description. They've decided, okay, I want to listen to this. I'm going to see what kind of episodes they talk about. So now they're going to get to your list of episodes. These titles are often the deciding factor of whether or not they're going to press play and listen to you. I'm going to be doing an entire episode on this of titles alone. I think it's going to be a few weeks out from now. So keep watching out for that. Make sure you're following so you see it. But episode titles should be very specific. You want to have those keywords in there. You want them to be spark some curiosity to make them go, well, I want to know about that. What does she say about this? And include those keywords, because those episode titles will show up if someone searches, it's if they're looking for it. So if your audience is looking for your keyword, let's just say you are postpartum. I don't know why that came to my mind, but postpartum, it will pull up shows, but it will also rank episodes. So if you have a specific episode talking about postpartum, not only will, if your show is completely about postpartum, your show will show up, but so will your episode. So the audit I just recently did, she was not ranking her show for a certain keyword, but one of her episodes showed up. So make sure you are, whatever that episode is, it has those keywords in the title. And again, I'm going to go way more in depth in this in another episode, but make sure that you put some of those in there that will show up if someone is searching for those. I think that's all I wanted to say about that. Okay. And let me just say this. If you are titling your episodes with very cutesy terms, people are not looking, maybe they'll click on it, but they're not going to be searching for that. And the other thing I want to mention too, specifically, is guest episodes. A lot of people, I will tell you, if they're coming to learn from you, they're going to be very hesitant to click on a guest episode if it is not giving them what they want to hear about. So be very careful with how you title guest episodes. But I don't want to call people out, but I also don't want you to not mention that it's a guest episode. If you don't put the guest name in the title, at least make sure that in the show, the episode description, it tells that it's a guest. Because there have been many times where I'm like, oh, I want to hear her talk about this. And it wasn't her, it was someone else. So don't just title your guest episodes, guest episode with Sally Q. No, label it with what that episode is about. Like, give them those keywords, and then you can put with, and then put your guest name. Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of people will not click on those if they have no idea the what information they're going to be getting from them. And also, that's another metric to look at. And we talked about metrics last week, but go look at those metrics for your guest episodes and see if that's making a difference. If you do not have as many plays, downloads, anything on those guest episodes, first of all, does your title even give them a reason to want to listen to it? And then you can take it from there. Okay, so that's the fourth one. The fifth one is what I kind of mentioned, your episode description. So you have your show description, which talks about the entire show as a whole, but then you also need to have a description for each and every episode. I see so many people not put anything in their episode descriptions, which is a personal preference. But here's the thing. I just got sidetracked because I was like, here's the thing. I'm like, ChatGPT says that all the time. I'm not reading from ChatGPT, I promise. I'm like, I don't know why I feel like I need to clarify that, but I am looking at my door right now. The episode description is another place where you can put keywords, which will help you show up in search for SEO, podcast SEO, all of the things to where people will find it. So maybe your show doesn't show up for that, like I said earlier, but that episode will. And then they're like, oh, I like this episode. Let's see what other episodes she has. So don't forget to fill out the episode description. What was that episode about? Make sure that you're including those keywords. And I will tell you, the first two lines of your episode description matter the most. The reason being, when you first get on the app and you pull up the list of episodes that they have, those first two lines show up. So make those a good hook, make them have the keywords, whatever it might be, but just kind of use it as like a little mini sales copy for each episode. Like, you're selling them on why they should listen to it. Really, your title should do that. But then when they click on the episode to see, well, what else are they going to be talking about? Kind of sell them on why they should listen to that episode. So each one should have the keywords that are related to that episode. So whatever your episode's about, find those keywords, get them in the title, get them in the episode description. Okay. So we have talked about the five elements that they are the foundation for podcast discoverability. This is the podcast version of SEO. This is how your show is going to get more visible. I have a title for this, but I probably need to add some other keywords in there to help. But if you're listening right now, you clicked it. So if they're not optimized, you're basically creating this amazing content that may never get heard. And we don't want that. That is not fun. That is such a waste of time. So I'm going to kind of quickly go over these again, and you can always come back and listen to this again. But we have your title, your cover art, your show description, your episode titles, and then your episode description. And if you are hearing these things and you are realizing that, oh, I probably need to check my show to make sure that this is good, maybe you just need a full strategy refresh and not just the little tweaks, but maybe your plan needs to be that you tie everything together. I'm offering a one-on-one service and we are going to work side by side. We're going to optimize your show from the ground up. Together, we're going to map out episodes that are going to connect directly with your offers. We'll make sure the titles are clickable. We will make sure that everything is aligned from the content with your business goals, so that your podcast isn't just content. It is going to be helping your business grow, not just your podcast, but your business. So we're going to make sure that everything is optimized that we've talked about in this. We're getting you discovered. We work together over a period of time so that we can see the growth happening and we can make tweaks as we go, because we want to attract the right listeners. I'm hands-on in your show, even in your business, because I have to know what your business does to know how to make your podcast work. So it's going to be very personalized support. It's going to help you turn your podcast into one of the strongest client attracting tools. We want it to be the head of your marketing. This is the podcast first marketing method I'm teaching. I want you to lead with your podcast and then everything else can follow behind it. It just makes marketing so much easier. You just end up spending less time on marketing because the podcast does the heavy lifting, and that's what we want. But I start with an audit because it gives me that foundation so I can see where we need to build in the right places. And we don't want to spend time on things that are already working for you. If they're working, then why would we change it? So we want to find out what does need to be tweaked and then work from there. So if you are ready to stop just trying to record, you want to quit guessing about what's working and you want to have the strategy that's going to work for your podcast and your business, I would absolutely love to invite you into the Podcast First Growth Intensive. You can find all of the details at the link below in the show notes, or you can apply to work with me at allisonnitch.com/intensive. And I just can't wait to help you create a podcast. It doesn't just grow your audience. It's going to grow your client base, because that's what we want. It doesn't matter how many downloads. Ultimately, we just want the clients, right? Okay. Click the link below if you want more information on that. And I will see you next week.